We interrupt this program for an important announcement. Ladies and gentlemen,
you are welcome to the Odili Odili Odili.
Oh no no.
A dial.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
Forget it.
It's just a podcast you should listen to, so
guess what?
Listen.
What's good, guys? Welcome to episode 2 of the Odili.co extra podcast. Yeah, this is where I get to rant, talk about all the crazy things happening in my life. Yep, I've been working so hard, and for those that know, yeah, I just left school and all that, so I'm currently unemployed. I had employment before, but then the numbers were not adding up, so I had to quit it. So right now I am living in my parents' house, unemployed, just looking for hustle here and there. Well, so far God has been good. I've gotten like quite a few. I think I'm even earning more than some people that even work 9 to 5 stuff. So people that have family members with my little hustle here and there. So yeah, God is good. Well, so what I want to talk about today, basically I just want to talk about different things. But first, I just remembered how I got scammed in a giveaway. Yeah, so here's a story. I've been meaning to change my phone for a long time. I've been meaning to get a new phone. So I go on Instagram one day and I see this giveaway. Where was this phone made and who made it? What year? Blah blah blah. Answer all those questions and we'll get you the phone. Fine. Now this one is easy something else. So I go on the internet. I research couple stuff. In less than how many minutes, I find the answer and I text it to them. I'm like, this is the answer, blah blah blah. And they'll be like, and they texted me back. I was like, yes, you're correct, you want the phone and everything. In my mind, I'm like, is this how it used to happen? Is it that easy? And all that. So I was quite excited. The phone I've been meaning to get, the right size, right memory, everything was correct. I was like, in my mind, like, God, thank you, God, thank you. I was even composing the tweet. I was going to tweet about how good God was and everything. I was like, God is good. When you pray to him, be more specific about what you want and all that, and he's going to answer your prayers and he's going to do whatever it is you want. Fine, I was going to do all that, and they said they were going to deliver the stuff the next day. I was anticipating and all that. I didn't tell anybody yet though, because I wanted it to come as a surprise to my guys and my folks here. So I didn't tell anybody. I went to work the next day as usual, now normal 9 to 5 bands. I texted the delivery address to my office because I didn't want it to come to my house, so that if he had come to my house it would not be a surprise. So I texted them my office address as the address they should deliver it to. Fine, we're going there, Jelio. The next day came and went. This phone did not come. And before they told me to do that, they told me to pay delivery fee in less than 30 seconds and wire the money to them. And I waited. 1 week passed. I was always asking the security man at my office, like, how far, did they drop anything for me? Anybody come in, delivery man that passes. Like, there was one day, it was so bad, I was going home, I'd already walked to the junction of where my office is located. Then I saw a delivery bike going into my street. Do you know how far that thing is? And I walked back to the office to confirm that it was my phone. Only for it to be a child's shoe. The child ordered shoe for school and they went to deliver it. Omo, as I speak to you guys now, that phone never land though. That phone never land. And my money for my delivery money has gone. How much was it again? Was it 3.5 or 3.8? Omo, everything don't go like that though. From the small buy I was earning from my 9 to 5 hustle, they carried like half of it. Jesus Christ, I was devastated. I was sad. I felt very, very stupid because I could not even come out and tell anybody that I was scammed. So like my problem now is, yeah, if you're not going to give people what you promised them in giveaways, why do it in the first place? Yeah, in like you're just tarnishing your brand's image. So tomorrow now, if my guy wants to come and buy stuff from you and he tells me, okay, I'm going to get a phone from these guys, I'll be like, no, don't worry, don't buy it, don't put that by inside it or something, because you're very tarnished your image. Like, I don't even trust you, I don't even trust anything you do. Even if I was to die, man, and you had the tech to save me, guy, I would rather die than allow you to save me. God, what this thing is still amazing me. And it's sad because this is my first time being scammed majorly over the gram. I'll be on the gram, anyone. And it's like, this thing is killing me. Like, every day I wake up and I'm like, shit, I lost this amount of money. And I was just a fool, because at the end of the day, man, I figured that that thing was too good to be true. Too good to be true. Like, nobody would actually just ask, because the question was freaking easy. Like, my mind, I was confused, but I decided to just trust the process. Because the thing is, when you want something in life, man, you're blinded to every thing that could go wrong with that thing. When you want something in life, you're just blinded. Like, all you see is that thing. So even if someone is holding a mirror in front of you and things actually behind you, because you are so focused on what you want to get, you don't even see anything, you don't even take time out to reason. Man, in this Nigeria, nobody's going to scam me like that again. Nobody. Like, bring anybody, bring wherever they are from, like this guy, nobody's going to scam me. I'm wiser now. I'm never going to participate in giveaways again. I'm not saying all giveaways are fake, yeah. But the one that I took part in, yeah, they scammed me, they took my money, they ran away. Do you know the funny thing, most annoying part is that after they took my money, they now deleted their Instagram account. They deleted their Instagram account. Why? I looked for them on Instagram, tired. I was going to DM them that, okay, guys, well, how far? You guys told me that you were going to bring my stuff to me, now where is it? And all that. I look for them on Instagram. I did not see these guys on the gram at all. Like, these guys disappeared from the face of the earth. Deleted account. Erased their... The thing you say, the money went and scammed me for self. Even small, sha. If it was like very, very much, I would have traced... Mommy and police will be, I'll be sleeping in police station, or I'll hire private investigator to find those guys out. What kind of rubbish is that? They don't even have conscience, they don't even fear. Guys, I beg, see, I know we're all hustling and all that, we're all trying to get money and all that, but please don't take advantage of people. Like, it does not make sense at all. If you promise something, guy, fulfill your promise. Like, fulfill it. There's nothing wrong in doing what you say you're going to do. Eh? I'm very pained, though. Please. I'm very, 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 very pained. Please, don't... I pity those that I'm going to even do business with in the future, because now don't make my eye red. Better just be praying that the Jesus in me will always be there, because now don't tear my eye. Now don't show me pepper like this. Like, Nigerians are too cunning for their own good. Just too cunning for their own good. I remember the first business I did with, like, a close friend. Like, all those coasters, all these runs girls will be dropping. Your closest friend is your brother, sister. Don't trust anybody. This life is not easy. Blah, blah, blah. But I just used to laugh before at those quotes and all that. I'll be like, Baba, I'm gonna sit down. Who are you dropping quotes for? Okay. Like, the thing is so real. The first business I did, it was with a very, very close friend of mine. We had gone to secondary school together, finished from same secondary school, and we're still tight. Then I came up with a business idea. I was like, okay, guys, these guys are graduating and all that now. When we were graduating, we didn't have something to remember each other by, yeah? So, like, I came up with the idea, the way all these schools do abroad and all that now, where they will give students probably a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or something that has everybody's name at the back. I was like, you're into print and all that now, let's run this thing. I said, don't worry, bad guy, let's go and talk to the principal about it and everything. We went to negotiated price, told the students to contribute, to call their parents and all that. we did every single thing that we needed to do. Only for, when we did that project here, I was in school, and my school is not one that allows you the freedom to go out as you please. So I could not leave school. I could not leave school as often as I wanted. So this guy was like responsible for all the operations outside. I trusted this guy as per my G and all that. This guy collected the money. This one is the last hand quality of work for these guys. Did last hand quality of work. Like the work was shitty, was useless. Like it's all the stuff looked like all those things that those guys were on the road, and you'll be like, Hardy Holar, he's born on July 20. That kind of thing. Hardy Ola Hokemiko Holamide, that kind of thing, that they spell Olamide with the H-H-O-R, Holamide. That's how the shirt looked like. It looked so messy when I saw it. And eventually, the guy tarnished my reputation when he was to make the delivery after making the shirt. Now, this guy dropped it at the school's gate and ran away. This guy freaking dropped the stuff at the school gate and ran away. Like, you don't even see anybody. You don't even say, I'll come and test though if it's your size and everything. The guy dropped this thing and ran away. When I came from school and everything, I went to check up on them. How far did you guys like what I brought? Like, I was talking to the next set now. Are you guys interested in what we did for the previous set? They were like, no, like it was shitty, like you did rubbish. My mind was like, I had a picture in my mind. I told you, you messed the whole thing up. That one is not even like the main wahala of the whole matter. The main wahala of the whole matter is that the guy now came, texted me, bro, the job is done, I've delivered, let's share the money now. Because we made like, I think 30k profit. This was like in 2016. We made like 30k profit. We're supposed to share it half. We're supposed to share it equally, yeah? Half-half. 50-50%. Equal. No cheating. That's how this guy texted me when he was about to send my part of the bag. Like, gee, what's up? How are you? I'm about to send your money, but you know I can't send you your whole 15k. Because while you were in school, I did a lot of running up and down and I spent a lot of money, and I'm going to need my money back, the money I spent on transport and all that, and feeding and logistics and all that. I said, fine, take 5k out of it, send me the 10. Do you know that up to today, this young man did not send me that 10k. Like I lost hope in doing business with any single person. Like I was discouraged, I was sad, I was heartbroken. He's supposed to be my guy. He's supposed to be my G. Like, we're supposed to run things together, and you are here. You are messing with what is money? What is money compared to what you can achieve? We'll see you guys. And eventually, too many bad experiences would make a good business partner turn to a very, very bad one that you can't even trust at all with your life or anything. A bad business partner is a bad friend, is a bad husband, is a bad boyfriend, is a bad, because like that value of truth and honesty, man, has been killed. You can't be honest in your life again because they have shown you shit way too many times. So you're always constantly looking for ways to repay that shit that they have shown you. So man, the moral of my rant today on this extra is that you guys, please try honesty, man. Try honesty. If you say you're going to do stuff, do it. If you say you're going to be somewhere, be there. Let's just save ourselves stress. There's no point in trying to be cunning and all that, man. It won't get you anywhere, man. For those that have made my experiences very, very bad, and for those that I'm going to meet in the future, please, right from the start, just once you meet me, just be honest, just be 150% open with me. Because once I sense that you're cunning like this guy, I will drag your I'll mess with your money. the amount of money you lose, your generation will not recover from it at all. So see, just respect yourself and be straightforward, be open, and just do the right thing. I beg, I can't even stress. Thank you very much. And Nigerians, this goes out to every single one that is into any form of business. Employers, pay your employees money. You know, they are working for you, they are earning you money, but for some reason you feel that they are not entitled to the money you signed, that you offered them in your agreement. The kind of thunder that will fire you, that thunder is doing press up. Even before you get to where they will judge you on judgment day, please, a word is enough for the wise. Thank you very much. Do follow us on all our social media platforms, on Twitter, on Instagram, and listen on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. Basically, we're everywhere. If you cannot log on to any of these platforms, just Google the podcast and it will redirect you. It will give you a link to any of the platforms. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. Thank you all for supporting. Thank you all for listening. I love you. Bye, guys. Until I come away. Come your way, Jesus. Until I come your way again to rant.
Want to keep enjoying the iLead.co podcast? Listen every Sunday, 2 p.m. on Local FM.